The following programme has been made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Our school was built in 1969. It used to be a presentation convent school for girls. The boys attended the Christian Brothers School, where the Gwaith School is now. Two schools amalgamated in 1995, and the school is now called Roscoeburra.
Leslie, you wrote the green flag motto that's used by the whole school. What was it?
It was, turn down the heat, turn off the light, your energy bill will go down. All right.
How did you come up with it?
It was the first thing that came into my head the day that we were supposed to do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because that's just a great motto that was chosen out of everybody, out of the whole school.
I suppose so.
Are you proud of it?
Yeah.
Why are you proud of it?
Because, like, it's the one chosen out of the whole school and unique.
What did you get the green flag for?
Last year we got the green flag for, like, waste and litter.
Are you trying to get another green flag for something else?
Yeah, it's for saving energy.
You know when the green flag ceremony, did you go up to that?
No, I didn't go up to the green school ceremony in Dublin.
How many schools got the flags, would you say, that day?
There was about 80, I think.
Turn down the heat, turn off the lights, your energy bills will go down all right.
My name is Shane. Niamh and I are both on the green school committee. Let's find out more. What's the committee about?
The committee is a group with pupils from all different classes in our school to keep the air clean and save energy.
When did you join?
I joined last year.
What do you do if the yard is tidy?
We get homework off at the end of every month.
What did the committee do when they got the flag?
We had like a celebration in the yard and all the parents came in.
When do you have meetings?
We have meetings at the end of every month at lunchtime.
Who is in charge of the committee?
Miss Power is in charge of the committee.
Keep the word littering, stop littering.
This year our teacher is Miss Shelley. I'm Kayla and now I'm going to meet her. Do you like being a teacher?
I do. I really like it, most days anyway.
How long have you been a teacher?
For 10 years.
Have you always been in the same room?
No, I've moved around in the school. I had first class and I had infants for about 6 years and now I have fifth. So I've been in different places in the school.
What was the biggest amount of children in your class?
33 at 1 year.
Yeah. And the least?
18. That was a great year.
What was your favourite subject to teach?
It's history. I think anyone who's in my class will know that. There's lots of history in my room.
What's your least?
Well, there's none of them that I really don't like. But yeah, history and geography are probably my favourite.
Do you think you give a lot of homework?
I don't think so. What do you think, Kayla?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think a lot more for this term, I think, needed. Do you think?
No. And what's your favourite song to teach?
My Grandfather's Clock.
And what's your favourite poem?
The Listeners by Walter de la Mare.
We have a new building in our school. I'm Abby and Aisling will tell us more. Aisling, how many classrooms are there in the new corridor?
There's 7 or 8.
Would you like to be in the new corridor for 6th class?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it looks really cool.
Are the classrooms big in the new corridor?
Yeah.
What is the rainbow room?
The rainbow room is a room that kids can play in.
Why is it called the rainbow room?
Because it has loads of bright colours and it looks like a rainbow.
What's inside the rainbow room?
The rainbow room has swings, a ball pit, bricks and loads of games to play in. Bit.
Song and I'll try not to see.
marine science, we made rainbows and land yachts. My name is Brian, and Shane is going to tell me about rainbows. How do you make the rainbows?
We shone a flashlight through a prism onto a white page, making a small rainbow.
How do you mean the light shone through the prism and made a rainbow?
We shone a flashlight through a prism-shaped mirror, and when we shone it through the prism-shaped mirror, a rainbow appeared on the white page.
Why did the light make the rainbow?
Because sunlight is usually white, but it's originally made out of 7 different colours. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet. And when it combines with like a mirror or something or water, then it shows those 7 colours.
Did you just make the rainbows on paper or did you try it on anything else?
We tried it on the ceiling using a mirror as well.
Did you do it in the light or in the dark?
The light, obviously.
Did you write stuff about rainbows?
Yes, we did.
My name is Killian. World Book Day was in March. We dressed up as a character and acted out a scene from a book. Finn, how did you celebrate?
We had a competition in our class.
Who won the competition?
My group did.
What did you act out?
We acted out a song called Exploded Diaper from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
What did you win?
We won a night off homework.
Was there any other funny acts?
We had Brian dressing up as Matilda.
During the year we wrote an essay on the Yolland 50 years. I'm Jake and Aaron and AJ will be telling me more. Aaron, tell me about your Yolland 50 years time essay.
The essay is about Yolland in 2063 and I wrote that there would be time machines and that windmills would power Yolland.
AJ, tell me about your Yolland 50 years time essay.
In my Yolland 50 years time essay, I wrote that ski lifts will be going up the tallest hills in Yolland. And at breakfast time, you can just have one tablet and it will fill you up for the rest of the day.
What other ideas did the class come up with?
Some people thought that waiters might be robots and teachers might be robots. And instead of books and copies, there will be like iPads and tablets.
Hi, I'm Dermid. Now we're going to talk to Leah, Cyan and Jade about computers. We have a computer room. Leah, what do you do on the computers?
Well, our teacher lives us go on websites like all different games and like sometimes teacher says to do projects and like that's all really we do on it.
Tell me about one of those projects you've done on a computer.
The counties, we all got a county and we have to get facts about stuff. Like, I got County Tyrone and you must get as many facts as you can and pictures and then when you're done, you have to read it out to the class.
How do you think the computer aided you in the work of getting the project done?
Well, it's a lot better, because if you didn't have a computer room or anything like that, it would be a lot harder because you'd have to get facts yourself.
What websites are you allowed on? Because your teacher sometimes allows you on other websites.
Well, we're allowed on any websites, but sometimes Mr. White only leaves us on multiplication.com and all that, but we're not allowed on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all them stuff.
Are some sites blocked by the school?
Yeah, I think so. Because there's bad stuff on them sometimes.
Why does your teacher allow you on those websites?
He's really nice and he doesn't give out.
Jade, we all have interactive whiteboards in our classrooms. What do you do on them?
We learn stuff and we sort of play games on them.
How do you think they've improved the learning process?
A lot, because it's a lot easier than just writing on the chalkboards.
Did you prefer writing on the chalkboards or...?
No.
How often would he allow you to play games on it because it's an interactive whiteboard and so I'd be considering about learning?
If we're good through the whole lesson, he might just let us play one game or two.
What games do you play on it?
We play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's we give Mr. White 5 minutes to set up all the questions and Then Mr. White asks us all the questions, and whoever gets them right goes on to the next game. And then whoever gets them wrong has to stay where they are.
Does he play like videos and stuff through it and music?
Yeah, Mr. White let us watch one video about Oliver Cromwell.
What's your favourite music that he's played through the whiteboards and speakers?
Either the Beatles or Queen.
Does Mr. White like those?
Yeah, he likes them a lot.
Would you rather that Mr. White had pull on different songs, or are you happy with his song choices?
Sometimes I would, and then sometimes I would like his songs.
Simon, who takes care of the computers?
Mr. O'Brien takes care of the computers.
How do you take care of the computers in your own way?
Well, we have some rules, like we can't bring drinks or food with us down there.
Do you think those rules are protecting the computers and your safety?
Yeah, because if you spill water on the computer, it just stops and it might shock you or something.
The skipping area is just because people used to jump in their other people's ropes and everything. So we just made an area for it.
There's a chess tournament as well down here where you can play with big pieces, same as the top yard. There's a top yard as well because there's loads of small children down here, and if we run then they'll get knocked over and hurt. This area is for if it's ever raining outside that in the mornings that we can come in here, or if the kids are playing down here and it starts raining they can come in here as well. And there's another shed over there where you go in there as well if it rains because there's not enough space in here.
The shed is like our home in the mornings. We come up here and we play games like Up Off the Ground. That game is where someone's on. If you're not touching the ground, they can't catch you. If you touch it, you can be caught. That's mostly all about this place.
I'm Patrick, and Joshua and Stephen are going to tell me what they like best about PE. What is your favourite sport in PE and why?
My favourite sport in PE is basketball because it's very fun.
Do you like to do all of the sports or just some of them?
I like to do all the sports, maybe some more than others.
Do you prefer doing PE inside or outside?
When it's nice and sunny, I'd rather do it outside. If it's dull and foggy and rainy, I'd rather do it inside.
If you ever made a basketball team, who would be in it?
Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Steve Blake, Ivanka and myself.
Stephen, what is your favourite sport in PE and why?
Dodgeball, because it's really funny.
Do you like to do all of the sports or just some of them?
Yeah, let's do all of them.
Do you like volleyball?
Yeah.
Did you like to play rugby and why?
I like to do skills. I don't really want to play it though.
Do you think Mrs. Shelley would be good on a rugby team?
My best answer is silence here.
I'm Natalia, and Leah's going to tell me about what we like to do in art. Leah, what was one thing you did during the year in art?
Clay elephants.
How do you make clay elephants?
You just get a lump of clay and make sure like it's all smooth, and then pull out some legs. And if you have any left over, make a head and trunk.
What do you make when it's close to special occasions?
If it was close to Easter, we'd make Easter eggs. If it was close to Christmas, we'd make Christmas trees. And if it was close to Halloween, we'd make like witches.
What are optical illusions?
Optical illusions are like 3D effects.
Do you like drawing them?
Yeah.
Can you name some of the art you did in school?
We made daffodils, witches, angels, clay elephants, mythical creatures.
We are the students of Bunskull, and that was our school.
This Is Our School is a Community Radio YOL production. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.